Hi, I'm Phil Campbell, and I'm committed to helping the town of Phil Campbell.
Hello, I'm Phil Campbell, and I'm committed to the town of Phil Campbell.
Yes, those are people named Phil Campbell, and they are talking about Phil Campbell, Alabama, a town of about 1,000 that was decimated by the tornado on April 27th. 26 people were killed, dozens more injured. To the rescue, people named Phil Campbell from around the world. Now, some of them will be in town this weekend, and for many, it will be a return visit. Let's explain. Back in 1995, a Phil Campbell from Brooklyn brought 22 Phils and one Phyllis to the town. Another gathering was scheduled this weekend, coinciding with the 100th birthday of the town. The whole shebang was almost canceled, but let's bring in Rita Barton. She's head of Parks and Recreation in Phil Campbell, Alabama. And Rita, we understand you were one who thought after the tornado hit the town, the weekend celebration should be called off. But what happened?
I didn't think that, you know, we would be able to have it, you know, since there was so much devastation around through town. But the more that I would talk to people, I knew that they needed this, so that's why we went ahead and went on.
Well, and one of the people you were talking to, we understand, was a Phil Campbell.
That's correct.
And what did he say to you?
He told me they were still going to come, and they wanted to try to come and help in any way that they could. It really touched me for him to say that.
Well, that person is Phil Campbell of Brooklyn, New York. He's in Alabama this morning. Phil, first of all, we'll get to the backstory here, how you came to even know there was a town with your name. But what did you think when it was hit by a tornado?
Well, I didn't find out until the next day. I woke up and got a voicemail from Rita. She had said, well, I guess you know, but our town is pretty much gone. We already had a group of Phil Campbells. I had friended on Facebook about 190 different Phil Campbells from around the world. You know, within 5 minutes of a conversation about this tornado that I was catching up to speed on, someone was saying, well, we got to help. We got to do something to help the town and raise some money.
Well, and let's explain to people that the town is named after a railroad engineer. And you first heard about this when you were watching Hee Haw, do I understand, years ago?
I was sitting around with my college roommates, kind of bored and channel flipping, and Hee Haw was on. They said howdy to the folks of Phil Campbell, Alabama. And that's when the whole thing started, really.
Well, and Rita, tell us about that, this idea that, you know, they came once before and now they're coming again. People named after the man the town is named after. From all around, what are your thoughts?
I just think it's wonderful myself. I had no idea that there was so many Phil Campbells and Phyllis Campbells. But to know that they are coming to our town, it just warms everybody's heart, you know, to know that they are wanting to come so bad. I consider Phil Campbell their home, too.
Yeah. Well, I know, Phil, the plan is to help raise money, help raise awareness, even, you know, roll up your sleeves and help with some of the rebuilding. Rita, how is the town doing? 26 people dying. It's a small town of 1,000.
Well, to see the first day and then to see where it is now, they are really making headway in trying to clean up the streets, you know, and the property. And it's looking to me a lot better than it was. I think they're really doing well.
You know, the Phil Campbells was more than just showing up. We went out and we've hit companies all over the state of Alabama for money. So we've raised at least enough money at this point to build one home for Habitat for Humanity.
Wow.
And are trying to build at least two more, possibly set up a Habitat for Humanity branch in Phil Campbell, Alabama, because they don't have one.
Phil has really been instrumental in leading everybody and trying to get the sponsorship from companies. And we just really love him for that because, you know, we're just trying to help the people. And there was one more point I wanted to add was the original Phil Campbell family is coming here from New Orleans, Louisiana, and they will be here on Saturday. And I just hope everybody can come and join in the fun, try to lighten things up, and we just love the town.
Well, you and a bunch of Phil Campbells around the world. We'll link everyone to ways they can help. Rita Barton of the Phil Campbell Parks and Recreation Department and Phil Campbell of Brooklyn, New York, who's an honorary citizen of the town now. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.